In just a minute, Bill sighs and says, well, you know, the thing about limericks is they're a rhyme a dozen. If you'd like to play our listener limerick challenge game, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, the science fiction author Mark Laidlaw has come up with a new rule for writing that could change fiction forever. He's determined that every novel in history could be made better by simply making the second sentence what?
Oh, wow. I wish I knew this.
Yes.
Because I just wrote a book. Damn it. I need a hint.
Well, it's hard to hint. It's such a work of remarkable genius to come up with this.
That
you guys are all writers, all three of you. So does any of you have an idea what this might be?
Every book ever written could be made better.
He says it's improved. Whatever, it's like, you know, call me Ishmael and then whatever he says.
Or call me what you like.
Yeah. I don't think any of you know, so I'll just have to give it to you. The phrase is, and then the murders began.
Oh, I agree.
No, it works. It's like, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and then the murders began.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it works. It totally works.
In the beginning, the earth was...
That's pretty much right.
Without form and void, and then the murders began.
It works for kids' literature. One evening, after thinking it over for some time, Harold decided to go for a walk in the moonlight.
Right.
And then the murders began.
Right.
Oh, my God. This is brilliant. Genius. Yeah.
It even works for newspapers. We looked at the New York Times. Sean Spicer asked reporters from three news agencies to leave the briefing room. And then the murders began. It works with his script. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, everybody. We got a great show for you today. And then the murders began. Roy, researchers in Israel are developing a new robot designed to take over what job humans probably would prefer not to do?
Robots. Well, I don't want to get too dirty. I mean, you know, is it something really offensive?
Well, it's. I think you're going in the right direction. I'll give you a hint. It's
no
the,
doubt.
It's
yeah,
called
right.
the Polyp Bot 3000.
Polyp?
Yeah.
No.
Doing sinus operations?
Not that end.
Oh, going up your butt.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting...
Or colonoscopy.
This is,
I can't believe. I can't believe that was an answer.
Yeah. Well, Tom, of course, is
and
using
the
Latin.
Then
the verse began.
But actually, what's interesting is that, yes, Roy is technically correct. That's how it's normally done, the colonoscopy, going up. But this is the genius part. The little device is sort of a robot worm.
Oh,
and combining
no.
a robot and a worm is not just a killer wedding dance move. It could be a very effective medical procedure. So the idea is you swallow this little robot worm. It looks like a caterpillar. And it inches its way along the length of your intestinal tract all the way through. And then the caterpillar emerges out the other end, metamorphosed into a highly traumatized butterfly.
You know, if you could follow its camera in real time, like on your laptop, that could actually be kind of interesting.
Well, I'm sure you can. That's probably sending back a signal to the doctors.
So. Right.
Robot comes out and says,
It'd make for a very different telling of the very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The very hungry caterpillar emerged from the colon, and then the murders began.